With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Supreme Court is set to hear arguments in a challenge of the Purdue opioid settlement. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
A multi-billion dollar agreement reached to settle thousands of lawsuits with the maker of OxyContin is headed to the Supreme Court on December 4th. The Justice Department agreement met resistance from their bankruptcy integrity arm and has been criticized by Attorney General Merrick Garland. At issue is whether the legal shield that bankruptcy provides can be extended to people such as the Sacklers, who have not declared bankruptcy themselves. Victims that lost loved ones are divided, some saying the agreement is a chance to move on. Other victims say money won't bring closure, and they're unhappy the Sackler family will keep billions in profits and be protected from civil lawsuits. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, electric vehicle sales in America are up this year, but they still lag far behind several other countries. Greg Clugston has the story.
For the first time, more than 1 million EVs are expected to be sold in the U.S. in one calendar year. Atlas Public Policy says that will account for 9% of all passenger vehicles. Despite those record numbers, foreign countries are selling many more electric and plug-in hybrid vehicles than the U.S. EVs reached 33% of sales in China, 35% in Germany, and 90% in Norway for the first 6 months of 2023. Greg Clugston reporting.
Intense flooding in a large part of Somalia forcing literally tens of thousands of people to flee their homes. Humanitarian group Save the Children says the death count could be extremely high. Three people are dead, three missing in a landslide this week in a remote Alaskan fishing community. That landslide slammed into several homes in the panhandle town of Wrangell. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle in Vermont.
The state is barring Mid-Vermont Christian School from a tuition program in all sports leagues because the school will not abandon its biblical stance on issues such as homosexuality and transgenderism. Mid-Vermont has filed suit with the help of Alliance Defending Freedom, whose senior counsel Ryan Tucker says, quote, Vermont has an infamous record of discriminating against religious schools and families. This is just the latest example. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man accused of firebombing the office of a Wisconsin pro-life group, agreeing to plead guilty to a federal charge of damaging property with explosives. Investigators say the man threw two Molotov cocktails into the Madison office of Wisconsin Family Action in May of 2022. No one was in the building. This was just one of several attacks on pro-life installations. This is SRN News. Wildfire survivors in our 50th state are very upset. John Scott explains.
The survivors in Lahaina are vowing to camp out on a popular resort beach until the mayor shuts down unpermitted vacation rentals and turns them into housing for those in need. They're focusing on 2,500 vacation rental properties that don't have the normal county permits to allow rentals of less than 30 days at a time. A county exemption has until now allowed the property owners to rent the units out short-term to vacationers. The fire survivors want the mayor to use his emergency powers to suspend the exemption. Maui Mayor Richard Bisson says he's considering all options. John Scott reporting.
Wall Street was up Wednesday, the Dow gaining 185 points. Of course, Wall Street was closed today, and tomorrow markets will close after just a half day of trading. More details at srnnews.com.